Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It's 1/15/2021. You know, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen. President Trump declassified a whole lot of material about the crooks in the FBI and the crooks in the DOJ and the crooks in the CIA and the crooks like Clapper in the DNI, all right? And all of that stuff, and Halpern, and all those different people. Strzok, Page, Orr, Baker, Comey, Rosenstein, McCabe, all these people that allegedly committed felonies! 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 And it's no wonder that old Ray Ray got him a haircut to make him look like he's a little bit more like a regular fella rather than a poo-poo pompadour, you know? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read you something here, which is I saw him briefly this morning. It's Goya Foods CEO Robert Unaue, okay? And I'm going to read this, and I'm going to go back and forth a little bit, but he says that politicians destroyed the economy. It's the head of Goya Foods by declaring de facto martial law in the United States. And he said, appearing on Fox and Friends, Unaue blasted moves made by officials across the U.S. as criminal, immoral. The problem is it's a political year. They weaponized coronavirus. Unfortunately, they shut down this economy, Unaue said. The worst thing we could do is to shut down our economy and kill our spirit. We need a reason to get up in the morning. God, family, work. They're taking away our spirit. They're taking away our ability to work. They essentially declared martial law in this country, shutting everything down. It's the worst thing we could have done. Unaue slammed authoritarianism and censorship being implemented in the mainstream media and big tech, asserting Americans need to move closer to God. They want to cancel God, he says. They want to cancel our speech. They want to cancel our culture, our history, our liberty. They want to control us, the few controlling the many, like a bunch of sheep. None of these people care about us. In another recent interview on Fox Business, Unaue warned, we got the iceberg of communism ahead of us. Unaue made waves in 2020 when he praised President Donald Trump, saying the United States was blessed to have him leading the nation. Unaue refused to back down amid an ensuing backlash from the media, Trump haters, and even his own family. A subsequent boycott by leftists spawned a boycott by Trump supporters and patriotic Americans. Spawned a boycott where you're going to buy Goya, and reportedly fueling Goya Foods' most successful year to date. I bought some Goya black beans and a bunch of other stuff at that time, cans of it, and put them up on the shelf to get another can of Goya beans. So I'm going to tell you, that is a strong, truthful speech by a good Goya Foods CEO. I'll tell you what, go to the grocery store. If you can go into the aisles and they have any Goya canned food, buy the Goya canned food. That guy is telling the truth right there, let me tell you. And let me say this. He's right. They want to cancel God. They want to take over. They want to destroy you. William Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, like I was saying last night, they figured they wanted to kill 50 million Americans in order to make their communist revolution. That was back in the 60s. Now you got Don Lemon saying that 75 million American people, anybody who voted for Trump, I guess Don Lemon, Mr. Light and the Loper's Don Lemon, Mr. Ignorant Amos Don Lemon, I guess you think that all the black people and all of the Hispanic people and the Asian people, all the Native Americans who voted for Trump because they wanted a job, tax cuts, they wanted to get rid of the regulation, and everybody have the lowest unemployment and to start to get ahead in this world, I guess you think that all of those black people that voted for Trump, I guess they're all KKK and Nazis too. Is that what you say, Don Lemon? But you don't care. You don't care. Ocasio-Cortez don't care. Pelosi don't care. And Schumer don't care. This is no longer a regular election. This is not your granddaddy's or your daddy's Democrat Party where it was middle of the road, working man, but gotta help the working man, you know? They never helped the working man. They put the working man down. As a matter of fact, Joe Biden now is going to open those gates on the southern border and the northern border. They will let in all the amount of illegal immigrants. There are already caravans being formed in Tegucigalpa and different places in Central America, ready to come north. Come north because you're going to get let in free. He's going to give you and push to give all of the health care, to give all of the stuff to you, and then you're going to be guaranteed, according to Biden, a $15, you know, an hour job, you see. The only problem is a $15 an hour job going to make a McDonald's hamburger to be made by a robot, and then they're still going to charge you about $10 a burger at McDonald's. Meanwhile, you don't have a job and you work at McDonald's. And I worked at McDonald's years ago when I was young, when I was a kid. Used to cook, work the register, do all the stuff. But the fact is this. You've got to understand that these people are going for it. They're going for the quote-unquote the Maoist or the Russian Revolution or whatever you want to call it. They're not revolting to get to freedom like our forefathers did, like the founding fathers did. Let me read you here also what's going on in the world, because this is still going on in the world. You got Belgium all messed up now and in riots over the COVID. You got in Germany, they're going to put COVID problem people, and those who don't want to take the vaccine or follow the rules or wear the mask or stay locked down and all of that, they're going to put them in detention camps. Well, I believe in Germany, those are called concentration camps. Do you know that they have those in the United States? Do you not? They have camps planned in New York. Cuomo's got them planned, okay? And besides that, you've got the other ones that under DHS were built years ago. And they were built to, quote-unquote, house illegal aliens. But let me just say this. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, and the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I'm against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth. And all that army, horse and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company, with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Now, I think that is the perfect depiction of a tank with a long cannon or gun on the end of it. That's a sword, okay? That's my opinion. Persia, Ethiopia. Persia is Iran. For those who have not had a recent course in ladies and gentlemen, the countries of the world, etc. All right. And Libya with them. All of them. Shield and helmet. Gomer and all of his bands. The House of Togarma of the North Quarters and all his bands and many people with thee. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them after many days. Thou shalt be visited in the latter years. Thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of the many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, against Israel. And thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. And then in verse 10, and this is something very interesting here in the verse 10, you see. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. They want to come and take the corn, the wheat, the soybeans, the cattle, all of the ranching, all of the crops, the grain. They want the grain. They want the cattle. They want the pigs. They want the chickens in the midst of the land. Okay? So therefore, you're going to have the enemy come. Now, let me just say this to you. We've talked about the very possibilities of the martial law and all the different stuff and how they would get there with false flags. Well, let me tell you something. Let me give you another evidence after this, but let me give you another evidence in a minute here of another portion of what is the lockdown or the martial law. But you remember I've told you to go to the London Sunday Telegraph, do a search engine. And use somebody besides Google. Don't use Google. Never use Google again. Okay? Never use Google again. And go to the London Sunday Telegraph art section, but just do the search engine term Operation Blackjack, comma, London Sunday Telegraph. All right? And you will pop up a five-piece or five-part a comic book kind of a thing in a scenario, which is extremely good. But in there, they start out with a large number of nuclear devices blowing up in London, New York, Toronto, Chicago, various cities, Dallas, Mexico City, L.A., all these different places across the country. And they use that, and the people who are using that are wanting to declare martial law inside the United States, inside of England, Scotland, Ireland, all Mexico, all the different places. So that is a telltale, and if you were to look this up and understand it, you would then see that it was been a plot all along to create the scenario to declare the martial law. All right? And then you've got, and does that not fit? Does that not fit also with Ezekiel 38? And then you also, if you recall, Jericho, the TV series Jericho, which starts out with the nuclear. It's a village or a town, a small town in Kansas, near where they have salt mines. So that would be, they don't call it that in there, but it would be very close to Hutchinson, Kansas. Is where it would be, all right, which is where the salt mines and stuff are underground underneath the city of Hutchinson. Jericho starts with a major nuclear blast in various places in the United States, in Denver and different places back east, okay, New York, D.C., I think Chicago, all of these different places. And they don't know who did it. They don't know anything about it. All they know is that the power grid goes down and all the stuff is thrown up in the air. If you have an opportunity to look at Operation Blackjack, then be sure and do it right away and show it to your children, show it to your grandkids, heck, show it to your husband even, ladies. While he's coming off the golf course, maybe he's got time, you know, maybe he's had enough of got his par game in there that he's amenable to listening to you. And also Jericho. If you can get Jericho, and you can get the DVDs and watch those, and you can see so many lessons that you can learn, okay? And then you also start to get an idea and a feel. Now, there was another show years and years and years ago, back in the, I believe it was in the early 80s or late 70s, and I think it was America with a K. And I used to have that on VHS tape and blah, 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 blah. But in that one, the Russians took over the United States. And I can recall that so vividly, watching that on TV. It was back during the time of Roots, and then it was America. And it was set in a small town, and the sheriff was there, and the sheriff sided on the side of the people. And they had a Russian garrison, okay, right in the town and all of that kind of stuff. And so to all of the peace officers out there, and God bless all those that I know out there that write me or send in an email or what have you. And incidentally, you can email me at RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. Now, to all those down in the various places that I know in the Texas and in the Mississippi, you see, and in my buddies out in California and in the Illinois and in the Ohio and in the Michigan, all the different places, and in the Louisiana as well, all right? You're going to have to understand that you've got to side with the people. You're going to have to side with the people, keep the peace, but do not go into these people's Luciferian night where they're going to tell you that you got to grind people and you got to pick them up and deliver them up unto the grinder to make, you know, to make the juice that creates the soil and green, you see. That's what they're going to ask you to do. If you're the sheriff in your county, and you're the highest elected official, and you supersede the federal people in your county, you be sure and tell them to go shove it where the sun don't shine. And for those in certain counties and different places, you got a bad sheriff, well, then you better get you a new one and make sure that your chief deputy is ready to go, too. And your other deputies. And for your chief of police, or at least the desk sergeant or a police captain somewhere. Maybe there's one good one, you know, left. You're going to have to side with the people. Keep the peace, but side with the people. And you had better start carrying your own extra loads of stuff so that at a certain point in time, you can take your unit out of the service of the red Chinese elected stolen election China Joe and Commissar Kamala out of the hands of Ray Ray, out of the hands of all these DOJ screwballs, okay. And the DHS people, you see, who are going to blow whichever way the wind blows, you see, and out of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, because it's going to be necessary for you to be with the people and show them the way and keep them out of harm's way and to keep the peace in your county or your city, your town, your village, whatever. Greg Evenson would tell you the same. And he would tell you, all you state troopers, you got to remember there's a constitution. And even your state's got a constitution that usually references the United States Constitution and Bill of Rights. And that doesn't necessarily mean that under like a governor, this Murphy guy in New Jersey, you can just go out and steal everything in somebody's bank account because they might owe you a fine. that's a bullshit fine because you shut down their place of business without any science or any law and under martial law that ain't even been declared. No wonder people are mad. No wonder 91%. This is Frank Luntz, a great pollster. Frank Luntz has said he did it 2 days ago, got all his data from a big sampling. Luntz says of all the people who voted for President Trump, 91% of those who voted for him would still vote for him today. 91%. 78% of the population in the United States feels that the election was rigged. 67% who voted for Trump said that if the votes had been counted fairly and squarely, that he'd be the president. And meanwhile, you got Lieutenant Governor Betterman of Pennsylvania. Boy, aren't you a real sweetheart, you know? Betterman saying that if you say the elections in Pennsylvania were rigged, well, then that's not protected free speech. Oh, well, what are you going to do, Betterman? You going to send your bully boys out to start cracking heads? This ain't no union riot, you know? I've belonged to unions before. I understand all of that stuff. But what you're talking about is destroying the First Amendment. You're talking about the ability to speak freely. Betterman, you're a lieutenant governor. You're in violation of your oath to office, Betterman. Just like half the people are. The only person I've seen that's got any good sense recently is the new General Berman, the commandant of the Marine Corps. Pelosi wants the Marines to come in and guard Biden in the Capitol and come on in. And he said, we don't work for you, Pelosi. Pell of shit, we don't work for you. All right? Don't work for you. So now we've got biblical ideas about what's getting ready to come down in the world. And what the Lord Jesus, Matthew 24, Luke 21, and in Revelations has said, the red letters, read the red letters. That is what Lord Jesus, the only begotten Son of our Father in heaven, that our Father in heaven sent him down onto earth to go through what he had to go through to wash your sins away with his blood. And he rose from the dead and now has all the glory, but he's the way, the truth, the life. And you'd better understand that you've got to repent of your sins and ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you don't, you probably ain't going to make it. You're going to get ground up. There'll be no true sanctuary. There'll be no abundance in the desert for you, let me tell you. So you better get with Operation Blackjack to understand what they're trying to do. And also Jericho. Jericho, you can still get that and maybe get it, you know, from wherever you get it. And now, interestingly enough, the ARL, the American Radio, or the Amateur Radio League, right? Well, guess what? The no such agency, the necrophiliac Shiite arseholes, are asking everybody in the ham community, in the Amateur Radio League, to become tattletales and to listen in on all the different frequencies. And if you hear somebody say a little something, if they say, oh, well, the election was stolen or something like that, oh, you'd better report it to the no such so they can put you on to them, so they can track them and then send the men in black down there to hammer their door. Well, the ARL, you see, the NSA wants you to tattletale on the American people. They don't want you to listen in case of emergencies or to warn the American people if the government is going to come down, and a communist government under Red China Joe, who stole the show, and the Chinese paid his kid, don't you know, $1.45 billion is the number they say. But did you give more away to your brother, too? Red China Joe. How do you do? So the NSA wants the Amateur Radio League to become tattletales like a Stasi Germany or Russians talking to the Cheka or the KGB or the Communist Chinese Party and the Communist Chinese Intelligence, Military Intelligence. The NSA wants you to tattletale and to listen in on all the frequencies. NSA, I thought you were supposed to be listening into all the frequencies anyway. But you're so busy trying to go against the American people and not go against the enemies of America, like Red China, and maybe up to 200 people in the Congress that took the Red Chinese money. Ray Ray, you going to investigate that? DOJ, you going to investigate that? How much money did Joe Biden get? How much money did the Red Chinese Communist Party ever give to Hillary or give to Bill Clinton through the Chinese restaurant there in North Little Rock? This stuff has been going on too long. Even Poppy Bush, who had been the ambassador to Red China after Nixon opened it up, and of course he's CIA, but then what did he do? He was also the one that was involved, you see? It's even in the FBI documents. Tell Mr. Bush the CIA, blah, 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 J. Edgar Hoover said, you see? You know, in the Bay of Pigs invasion that Kennedy withdrew support for, do you know what the name of the ships were that were to ferry the mercenaries to attack and the Cuban brigades to attack Cuba and Castro? The ships were named Houston and Barbara, in case you don't know. Houston and Barbara. Well, does that have anything to do with Poppy Bush? But you see, Poppy Bush may have been really named Sherf, S-H-E-R-F-F. Sherf. So you can look that up. And you can look up the confession of deathbed of Otto Skorzeny. And you will see that if it's still up on the web, because that's another thing. The memory hole, they're going and attacking anybody that's up on Twitter or up on Facebook or Instagram or chat this or back and Haka Haka and all the different social media. Will you do yourself a favor and will you leave Twitter? Will you leave social media? I'm going to tell you something. Write somebody a letter. Send somebody an email. Okay? Pick up the phone. Give them a call. All right? Text them. But I'm going to tell you what, quit giving the money to Jack Dorsey, quit giving the money to allegedly CIA off-the-shelf company prop up Zuckerberg or to the Red Chinese Google, all right, allegedly, what's his name, Anga Hangabaga, okay, quit giving them the money. So the American Radio League, or Amateur Radio League, the NSA wants you to be a tattletale on your American citizens. Oh, yes, that guy down the block who said, I'm for the Bill of Rights and I want to keep my guns, and China Joe wants to take my guns. You had better tattletale on him so Kamala can send out Antifa secret police to go get that guy's guns. Yes, the Amateur Radio League, the necrophiliac Shiite, as in Shiite arseholes, wants you to be tattletales. And they're going to give you a secret decoder ring, you know, and maybe a coupon for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a Mountain Dew. Oh, they're so loving. They want you to turn in your American citizen. NSA, you're already monitoring every single search engine term, every single email, every satellite phone call, every cell phone call, every text. You're dipping down and monitoring every purchase through the credit systems and all the different stuff. You're looking at all the purchases of firearms, ammunition, food, okay? You're looking into every kind of a thing on the American people who the NSA, you now consider the American people to be your enemy. Well, meanwhile, you're aiding and abetting the Red Chinese. You're aiding and abetting the Russians because you allowed the Joker Tut, Obama, to hire several battalions of the Russian Spetsnaz, bring them in here to train at Fort Carson and other places, and they're still here, and they're still being paid. And NSA, you don't know that? You're not listening to their phone calls? You don't know where the Ayatollahs in Iran, where every one of them sleep every night, so that you could send a little bird down there, down their chute, and maybe blow their rabbit warren to heck, shock and awe? Oh, no. You're trying to get the amateur radio league, the ham radio operators, to go against their own neighbor down the street to tattletale and turn them in. And you're going to give them a secret to code your ring. Well, take it and shove it where the sun don't shine. I'm going to tell you what, people. The other thing to deal with radio and all of that, allegedly in D.C., they have the military. And that would be the Delaware, allegedly, and the Virginia National Guard, and a couple others in there in the local area there. And they're bringing them in from other places, too, but because they got probably 30,000 troops on the field, which is more than the troops we have in the Green Zone in Iraq and in Afghanistan. We have more troops in D.C. right now protecting it. And then already they're starting to find out that people like the Sullivan guy were part of the initial pre-planning, and that his own brother, who is on the opposite side of the coin, his own brother says that he's working to try to get the FBI the information about his other brother, the Sullivan guy with the camera, saying we're going in to burn down the place, all right, Capitol. He's saying that his brother and 226 other Antifa BLM types, okay, and they also have crisis actors and all kind of people put in the mix. And allegedly is an intelligence operation designed to do what? To destroy populism, to destroy President Trump, destroy the populist movement that has so awakened the American people, not woke, but awakened to the truth about the criminality of the FBI, the criminality of the CIA, the criminality of the NSA, of the DIA, of the ONI, of the Army Intelligence, the Marine Corps Intelligence. Hopefully the Coast Guard is still good. But at least the commandant of the Marine Corps told the Pelosi that we don't work for you, all right? So in D.C. already, they're apparently jamming cell phones and also allegedly jamming the FRS radios, the family radio services, and the GMRS radios, which are most of the walkie-talkies and things that most people have out here. Now, as the ARL is being asked, the NSA is the other place is being asked for them to monitor those frequencies to pick up on all the chatter. The chatter. They're talking to you about the chatter like you're Al-Qaeda. And meanwhile, Comey has said that Trump recruited and radicalized his people just like Al-Qaeda. And then you've got all the other stuff and all the other people. The guy who's the columnist for the Washington Post saying 75 million Americans need to be deprogrammed. Well, I don't think so. And I'll tell you why I don't think so. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to effect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm reading the Declaration of Independence. You know, that's what I'm reading, which is the original founding document, law of the land, right here. I bought this at Thomas Jefferson's home in Monticello, along with the Constitution book. All right? And you see how quickly we've gone, Mr. Fetterman, from a stolen election, partially in Pennsylvania. You guys know what you did. You had the goons come in and threaten any observers and tell them to get back, and you pushed them back physically. You then brought in all kind of ballots. You screwed up the actual laws of the legislature. You violated all of that on some whim. You utilized the algorithm, allegedly, did you not? That's, you get a vote for Joe, it's 113%. The red Chinese love him, don't you know? If you vote for the Trump, you only get 87%. That's the algorithm to elect Red China Joe. Mr. Fetterman, you know, the Keystone State used to be a pretty good state. And the people I know from the Keystone State, pretty dadgum tough. I ain't going to say names. I knew a guy from Pittsburgh, an old man. An old man. And he was like 70 years old. At the time, this is back a number of years ago. And he had been a football player when he was a young boy, but he was short. He was short and stocky. He was about 5'6", something like that, 5'5". But he weighed 200 pounds, all right, 5'5". And he was the toughest old man I ever seen from Pittsburgh. And he could take you, Fetterman, and tie you in little knots, you and your cool cat beard and all that crap. You take that stuff that has nothing to do with the Bill of Rights, you shove it up your Keystone crooked butt. All right? Now, let me tell you something else here. Let me read the Constitution of the United States. And let's just go. Ocasio. Let's go, Ocasio. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. Maybe she doesn't know the definition of abridging. Should you send her that definition on a nice postcard, treating her very nicely? or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Well, you see, Hawk, that wasn't a peaceful protest. That wasn't a, yes, it was. But when you've got, allegedly, according to the brother of the Sullivan kid who got caught with the camera and is on all the stuff through the FBI's arrested, his own brother says, back in Utah, that him and 226 others, along with his brothers of Antifa, are the ones that pre-planned to take the Capitol, and they left Trump's speech early. They were the ones all geared up, ready to fight. And then we've seen, allegedly, according to Hal Turner, he's seen shown the picture on his website of what probably, allegedly, is CIA Director Gina Haspel with little Trump flags and a little hat on at the thing overseeing the action. Now, that's how interesting she might very well be, because she's been in Afghanistan in the dark sites and places like that and participated in to get the information. She's tough as nails. But it's Red China. It's Red China is the enemy. And China Joe and Commissar Kamala are the ones, along with the Pelosi. And let's just put it where it is. You've even got mushmouth Mitch McConnell, Mr. Chow, who took from his father-in-law, according to Peter Schweitzer in the Secret Empire's book. The father-in-law is the biggest shipping magnate, apparently, in the Taiwan area. But he also, all of his ships are made in Red China, and he sits on the board of directors of that company with Lady Chow's sister, apparently, or allegedly. That's according to the book, Secret Empires, by Peter Schweitzer. And so, Mitch McConnell, mushmouth Mitch, and this for all my friends in the cane tuck. Oh, man, I wish we could just go back to the old days and you know, watch him run down at Keeneland and that kind of stuff, you know? Or go to the Derby and win the money because you know which jockey was fixed, okay? Or which horse or which whatever. I knew some guys who won 10 straight. And then the year I asked them who the winner was going to be, and then they said, and don't bet it across the board. You got to bet it to win, you know. So I, back in those days, bet $100. But I bet it across the board for the horse. And that was the only year, the year that they gave me the name to pick, that they didn't win. So I never got the name again, and the very next year, they won again. These guys win all kind of money, and they all have horses. And I used to know them, and you'd know who some of them were, but I ain't going to tell you. But old Mushmouth is taking that Papa Chow money, and then he has a different view. Now, he's an institutionalist on the Senate, and that might still save Trump yet and save a portion of America. But in my mind, had he have just gone along and passed the $2,000 checks, you'd have two senators in, or at least one in Georgia, and you wouldn't have the problem you're going to have now. But I'm going to tell you what, the key to all of this and preserving them First Amendment rights and the Third Amendment and the, oh, and then let's read the Third Amendment. No soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. Well, I guess we're in a time of war, huh? Or is this peace? Or is it still the martial law that George W. Bush declared that has never been rescinded? The state of emergency has been continued since 1933. But here's what protects it all. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, there's my history lesson for tonight. Both these books I got at Thomas Jefferson's house. Monticello, one of the coolest places I've ever been. And I tell you, the year he and Adams ran against each other, there was more stuff going on and more rancor than you can believe, and all the stuff that went on. Now, eventually, all of that calmed down, but I'm going to tell you what. We're seeing the same thing now. Seeing the same thing now, and we're getting ready to go to a civil war, and I'm going to tell you. When the blood starts to flow, it's not going to quit till Lord Jesus comes back. And that's all there is to it. All there is to it. Now I'm going to say hello to seven of old Mickey's boys listening in New Jersey. Hello, boys. You better get out of that state, my friends, as soon as you can. Escape from Jersey, you know? And I used to go, and I remember when I used to live in New York City, I used to had a friend whose mother owned one of those joints in Hoboken in the old days. The ones where they didn't have any doors in the front door and you came up from the water and they came on in and they were open 23 hours a day and then they were still open. You could go in and go into the bar, but they were supposed to be swamping the decks and putting new sawdust down. So I used to have a friend that his mom owned one of those back in the old days. But a load of the boys from New Jersey. The Garden State. And you guys better get prepared and prepare quickly because it's going to come your way too. And it'll come your way quicker because of the governor that you got. Anyway, for old Mickey Lapua, God bless him. I know he's on the optic somewhere else. Now, somebody's telling me, tell them to use Start Page. Well, Start Page is real good. It doesn't always give me everything that I want to see, but Start Page is a real good one. Thank you, Mr. T and E. So they're jamming the cell phones, apparently, and jamming the FRS and the GMRS. Well, that's a reduction of freedom of speech now, isn't it? Now, why do they say it is? And Mayor Bow Wow, Bowser, Bow Wow, Bowser, who still has in front of the Trump Hotel the Black Lives Matter Plaza or something in big yellow letters or whatever on the street, all right? Who all of that was just fine when they burned the church and they were throwing stuff, and they were attacking the federal cops, you know. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. If you want to keep old Hawk on the air, you want to keep old Hawk striking blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus and warning his remnant of what is to come and how to prepare, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted. Federal Reserve notes, some medals, check, send it to Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And I'm going to tell you what, everybody. Stay away from these traps they've got set for you. That old Ray Ray and the DHS and the hookah hookahs and the ATFs and the, you know, all the different EIEIOs. Stay away from the state capitals. Don't even go. Don't even go. And if you do go, have somebody stay outside that has press on their back in white letters, press, with a regular camera, a regular video camera, and or with their, you know, their camera phone, I suppose. But just watch and see who goes to the doggone thing. But keep in mind, like I told you, check out Operation Blackjack. Search engine, London Sunday Telegraph art page. It's a five-part or whatever comic that's done for adults. It's not cartoons, the comic that shows you the plot to take over England, Canada, the United States, Mexico, utilizing explosion of nuclear devices in all these key cities, which then forces a total crackdown, martial law, and a whole hurricane of crossfire, okay? Right. And then you can blame it on Comey. Comma Chameleon Comey, McCabe, Rosenstein, Strzok, William P. Barr, the cover-up cleanup batter, Page, Baker, Ors, and a host of others in the criminal, crooked, evil FBI and the crooked criminal DOJ and the crooked criminal ATF. You want to know where the Klan's at? The real Klan, well, they're either being run by the FBI boys or you got the actual ATF agents who are in it. You remember the ATF back in the 90s when they got a black agent and the ATF came into the office that the guys put a nice hangman's noose with a little doll and hung it over off of his light on his desk, you know? That's the ATF. But, oh, if you've got a trigger that you can squeeze sideways if you, you know, hold your mouth right or something like that, oh, boy, you're a big felony type, you know? Ridiculous. Now, the fact is, you're going to see China Joe. Red China Joe, who stole the show, and they... Chinese paid his kid, don't you know? Did they pay the brother? Probably so. But 1.4 billion is a big number, boys. Now, maybe they also got the kid on a quote-unquote sword woman in the movies, kind of a video, you know? And all that disappeared, didn't it? FBI's got that, hid that. Where's that? Hut, hut, hut. Hut, hut, hut. FBI. Oh, fidelity, 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 bravery, integrity. Hut, hut, hut. Let's hide China Joe's son's laptop. Let's not even go to get it for a year. And then the guy has to call 14 times to tell you to come get it. And that there's crimes on it. And then you withhold it from the public. And then you don't tell anybody about it. And then you got Bobby Linsky. You make him a material witness. So you can control him and keep him out of the limelight. Guys, we watched Efren Zimbalist Jr. I used to watch Broderick Crawford. We used to like the police. We used to like the FBI. But now you boys got $500 haircuts. Although Ray Ray got him a kind of a straightaway kind of haircut now. I bet Bodie Bogus has still got the gel in his. Malibu Bodie. But I'm going to tell you what. I've known Ted Gunnarsson. He went after the child molesters and the pedophiles and the people who were evil. He ran 1,400 agents back in the day and kept the dadgum Ruskies and the red Chinese out of L.A. and out of California. Well, except up there in San Francisco where Feinstein had the driver and assistant who just happened to be a red Chinese spy. And then you got Mr. Fang Fang Swalwell leading the charge for Pelosi. And Schiff and all of these people. And the NSA is going to have the hams spy on their neighbors to get a secret decoder ring and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Or maybe, oh, let's not tell anybody, maybe a secret recipe for how to make beer or wine or how to make chili. Oh, what a wonderful NSA. Well, I'm going to tell you what. We got fallen angels on this planet who have come back. Some never left. Boutros never left, I don't believe. He's still the old Memphian priest that he used to be. And not from Memphis, Tennessee, but from old Memphis. And then you got alien pond scum coming in with more fallen angels. You got Antarctica turning up the ancient power systems and changing the spin of the earth. The rotation and the spin of the earth, and we got spacecraft outside of this planet. And the NSA wants to have the ARL spy on your neighbors, like little Sherman Telltale. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for the Bill of Rights. Stand for Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand to protect your property. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Strike blows on those enemies of the Lord Jesus. If you want to keep the red shine, this is from sticking. Oh. I don't say that was earth and all of that. I don't. Anyway, to find out, Operation Blackjack is a Jericho Trench Fence. Bad thing, Richard, you're ready to push on.